The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Uisce Éireann has warned that water supply is critically low and that there's absolutely zero capacity for any more water in Dublin. Demand on Monday breached capacity for the first time, highlighting that the services are unsuitable without further investment in infrastructure. I'm joined by Maria O'Dwyer to discuss what we need to do to solve the issue. Maria, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anton.
Maria, let me start with a question that I think is the top of mind whenever this issue comes up, and it comes up perennially because we run out of headroom perennially. Why not just fix all the leaks?
We have a fairly significant leakage reduction program underway at the moment. We're investing 250 million right across our water network in terms of fixing leaks, pressure management, upgrading pipes. That investment program is continuing, but we do have over 65 kilometres of water main right around this country. And when you come into our cities and our towns, a lot of that network is under other utilities and other assets. So it's actually a massive undertaking. It's not that easy, but we are working very hard at reducing that leakage. But in tandem with that, we're experiencing huge growth on our system and on our networks. And we're actually, you know, pushing more water into them, which creates additional pressure on those networks in order to be able to supply the new growth that's happening there as well. So it's a big challenge, but we are up for it and we're working very hard on the problem.
Now, can I just check that to make sure that I understand it? Does that mean, for instance, that if you have a partially leaky mains water system running out to a suburban area, you then put in another couple of thousand houses or a couple of thousand apartments, you turn up the pressure to be able to deliver to all of those people and to get it up to the top of the apartments, and now your leaks all leak more and your system is under even more strain?
Any of those large leaks that we identify, they're fixed immediately and addressed. And we have a big program of work underway in terms of reducing any issues like that on our large network. But as a system as a whole, maybe I articulated that incorrectly, as a system as a whole, we are actually now transporting more water than we ever were before, because there is an awful lot of water, more water being consumed in our homes and businesses, because there are more homes out there than what there were. You know, our population has increased significantly from where it was 5 years ago, go back 10 years ago. And, you know, that creates a huge dependency on our network. But right across the piece, we're increasing the amount of work that's happening all the time to fix that network. But the network is old and would be impossible to fix it all overnight. So we're working very much with our supply chain and with our own staff to address all of those leaks that we become aware of. And we also have another team, I suppose, out there actively trying to find new leaks. And finding leaks is quite challenging as well. It's a complex process. But we are making progress. But as I said, it's not to understate the problem that it is. It is a big challenge.
Are you also finding that you get increased per household use of water than when the system was originally designed? I assume a Victorian system was based on the assumption that you didn't have households using two or three power showers and multiple gallons of water and dishwashers and washing machines and all the things that are normal now in homes.
Well, we probably didn't have a lot of that data recorded from Victorian times, but I think you can assume that the consumption is higher than it was then. Obviously, we keep an eye on the consumption, that where we have domestic meters fitted and we're able to track that. But we also know there's a number of properties out there that don't have domestic meters fitted, but we do samples on those to understand what that is. And it varies. It varies across different households. And I suppose the big challenge we have is trying to connect people to their usage. And if I was to give a personal example about that, I have solar panels fitted now, and I find with the app, it really connects you to your consumption. So forget about charging, but just even to how do you connect individuals and their behaviour to your consumption. And I suppose it's a big message for us. Water is precious, and we'd really urge everybody out there to help us save it. If you do see a water leak, please ring it in so that we can actually get out there and fix it.
Now, obviously, there are pressures across the entire national water system, and there are challenges in terms of big hookups. However, it is now more than a decade, possibly several decades, since Irish Water and its predecessors have been warning that the situation in Dublin is critical and that we have already reached and breached headroom. Is that still the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I know the other day we were saying we were at over 640 megalitres a day in the Greater Dublin area. We've been at higher points earlier in the year. There are times when I suppose we have a deficit during the week and then we're catching up at the weekend. It is a challenge for us. We have a number of interim projects underway that will alleviate the pressure on that. But it's really critical for not just Dublin. You know, it's critical for Kildare, Meath, Wicklow, and for many of the towns along, you know, the Midlands, that we actually can bring this new water supply on to, for two things, I suppose. Well, to address capacity, but also to address the resilience that we have at the moment. Like, you take that Greater Dublin area, 1.9 million people, 85% of those people at the moment are supplied from an extraction coming from the River Liffey. And the River Liffey in itself is not a big river. It's our 19th largest river, and there's a very small catchment area. I think it's 0.3% of the land in the country draining into that. And I suppose we are looking to abstract water from the River Shannon, where you already have a man-made dam at the Partine Basin. And the River Shannon's the largest river in the British Isles. 20% of our landmass drains into it. But we're only looking to take 2%, you know, of the average flow that goes across that dam every year. It will have no material effect in our view. And
but can I ask, Marie, if you don't get that, I mean, given that the government is trying to target upwards of 50,000 houses per year, and a lot of those will be in the Greater Dublin area and the wider catchment like Kildare, as you cited, if you don't get that Shannon water, do we soon get to a point where Irish Water says to the policy planners, lads, we can't keep connecting this many houses?
It's a very serious issue, I suppose. Well, I could say you have options with respect to water. You know, there are demand side measures as to how we share that around water around a lot more. I mean, we're only talking about water here, but we equally have, you know, just as big a challenge on the wastewater side. You're probably aware of our Greater Dublin Drainage Project. It's probably in the planning system now over 7 years. We're expecting a decision there. We understand it's imminent. But that project is actually critical to the wastewater capacity in the city. At the moment, we have our Ringsend site, which we have upgraded, and we further upgrades going on there at the moment. But that will actually run out of capacity in a couple of years' time. So where you might manage water for a few years, it's much harder to manage the wastewater side. And we're trying to get planning for our Greater Dublin Drainage Project, which is on the north side of the city. It'll involve an orbital sewer, a new wastewater treatment plant, and an outfall pipe out to the sea. And that project is, you know, is probably as critical, if not more critical, in terms of housing right now.
Maria, thank you very much. Maria O'Dwyer, Ishka Éireann, Infrastructure Delivery Director.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.